Peter, let's go have breakfast. Letters in his sack.
Oh, yes.
And he took a lot out for us this morning, didn't he?
And he all out. And he was last night. Letters fall out last night.
Letters fall out?
Last night. Last night. You love me.
Yes. Oh, yes. You playing with your train? Thomas today, doesn't it? Don't you think?
No tune. No tune.
No tune?
No.
Oh, what are you talking about? The television's on, but there's no sound, is there?
No.
Right, shall we open some of this post? Look, first Christmas card. Happy Christmas and best wishes for 2000. Jane, Colin and Rebecca. Oh, that's a nice card. Look at that. Can you see what's happening? Mummy and Daddy are coming home and opening the door and finding the two children with lots of cans of spray snow, and they're making a snowman in the middle of the floor.
What's happened?
Oh, look, and the pussycat's squirting the dog with snow. Oh, that's not nice. They're building a snowman, but you're supposed to make a snowman outside. In the snow, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do it inside.
No. Oh my God! Stop bump the letters.
Yes. Oh, there's another one here. This looks like a Christmas card. This is from Wales. People are very organised. It's only the 1st of December, isn't it? Oh, look, that's a photograph. That's nice. Simon, Dawnbryn, Sean and Fiona.
Happy birthday to John, happy birthday to your daughter, and then Sonia's, and about the daddy was all day long.
He's singing happy birthday to lots of people. It's Christmas. Look, another Christmas card. This is a nice one. It's got a teddy bear on it. There's a lady that's sent this. It's got three little children. Look. Oh, look at these. The little
Thomas.
The little boy,
Thomas,
9 months.
In the background, Thomas.
19 months and 3 years, 2 months. I think she's written that the wrong way around because they had the little boy first. Oh, sorry, 4 years, 9 months. That little boy is four. Gosh, he's very much like his mummy used to be when she was a little girl. I went to school with his mummy.
Isabel.
Yes, she looks like Isabel. Well, that little boy is called Bryn and he's 4 years, 9 months. The little girl there, Fionn,
will post your letters.
Is 19 months. Post the letters. There you are. Use the cornflake box to post the letters. That little girl is about the age that you were this time last year. And the other one there, the little girl in the middle, is called Sean, and she's... Oh, Mummy's getting terribly mixed up, Thomas. I can't understand what she's put. The little boy is four. The little girl at the end is 3 years and 2 months, so she's a little bit older than you, isn't she?
Have more letters over there.
Well, would you like the envelopes? They've got stamps on, look. And the little girl in the middle, that's Sean. No, it's not, it's Fionn, and she's 19 months. Oh, isn't Mummy silly? Getting very mixed up. Oh, that's very nice to see him, isn't it? Isn't that lovely? Can you see this little girl here? This is Sean. Can you see what she's got on her jumper? Looks like a big sun, doesn't it? Mm. Oh, that's very nice to hear from. This is the thing, Thomas. This time of year at Christmas, you get a this isn't Christmas, can't you get all sorts of...
Letters
and cards. There you are. There's another one you can put in your postbox. And that's from the book club. And what's this?
Nappy change.
Nappy change? It says free sample inside. It's from Pampers. They're the people that we get the nappies from, aren't they? Oh, it isn't a nappy. It's
nappy cow.
It's called a care mat. It says we to protect your baby's mattress. Ah, I think it's like a. Bed sheet, Thomas, you can put it on your cot. That's nice.
Big envelope.
A big envelope. Shall I have a look at this?
No. Put it. Post it now. Stop it, open it.
No, you post that. That's the envelope it came in.
No, shut it that way.
Yeah, we can post that as well.
Open it that way.
What do you think? So that's it's long, it's strange, isn't it? Look at this.
Not that, Mummy. Not do it. Not do it, Mummy.
Can not go in the box?
No. Oh, it'll fit in.
It won't fit in?
No.
Never mind.
No, stop it doing that.
No, Thomas, it's not nice to tell Mummy to stop
him. Need that. Not fit. Oh.
It's still not fit. Oh, dear, dear.
Oh, yes, we can.
It will fit, you see. There we are, we'll pop that on the stairs and go upstairs.
Oh dear, not fit today. Not fit today.
No.
Not locked. Not fit today.
Shall we get a little bit of blue tack and stick that photograph of the children? I need to look at it several times to remember who they all are. There you are. When we send out our Christmas cards, Thomas, we're going to have to remember to pop a photograph of you inside, aren't we?
Yeah.
Not to everybody.
No. Stop it.
But you had your photograph.
Baby letter.
A baby letter. You had your photograph taken at toddler group, didn't you? About 3 weeks ago, so we'll have to wait for that to come back. And if that's a nice one, we'll have to send some pictures of it. Right, Dickie Mouse, I think I shall pour my cup of tea.
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No, stop it.
Who needs a cup of tea?
No, stop it, you.
Why are you saying stop it, you? Is that what Mummy said to Thomas?
Yes! Don't bust my bat. That's your Mum.
I think Mummy will have to learn to say, please don't do that, Thomas, won't she? Then you'll say it.
Look up top on it. Mummy on it.
That's a stamp, isn't it?
Mummy on.
Let's have a look. It's usually the Queen's head. Yes, it is the Queen's head. But they're both Christmas stamps, aren't they? We were looking at those the other day. Do you remember when we went into Postman Pat's shop and bought all the Christmas stamps, Thomas?
Yes.
It's exciting, wasn't it? Would you like tea? Not tea. Would you like cornflakes or Rice Krispies this morning, Thomas?
Not thanks.
Nothing?
Fine.
What about some toast?
No, fine.
You must eat something.
Have a jelly sweet now.
Oh, you're not having a jelly sweet in breakfast.
Oh, stop it.
No.
Stop it. You. Stop it. You. Is there a song for you?
Here's a song for me. What sort of song?
What's that letter? And that is letter.
You're busy posting all the letters into an empty cornflake box, aren't you?
Postman Pat Van, that.
Oh, is it Postman Pat's van?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
And postman Pat's van letter.
I thought it was a cornflake box.
No.
What's the baby?
Cornflakes.
I was just trying to post the cornflakes in the cereal bowl and got them all over the table. Mummy's got to go to work this morning, Tom.
There's two ones,
two bowls of cornflakes.
One
for Mummy and one for Thomas, that's right. Would you like milk on it, Thomas?
No, thanks. I'm having little women.
I'm having milk.
It's night and a nap. Night and a nap. Wondering.
We'll have to have a look in the book catalogue as well to see if there are any nice books that we'd like to order. Because there were some nice Christmas ones, weren't there? Until the letters out of Postman Pat's van.
Oh, my cornflakes.
Oh, my cornflakes.
Oh, my mummy's cornflakes.
Well, I think I've put too much milk on my tea, so I'm just going to get a saucer and pour a little bit of the milk onto a saucer, and then who can drink this? Who can drink the milk?
Perdita.
Yes, Perdita.
Perdita.
Next week, next Tuesday, it's Perdita's birthday.
Perdita have a cornflake.
Yes, one of the cornflakes has fallen out. She likes cornflakes, she eats cornflakes. Strange cat.
Hello, red cat.
Hello, strange cat. She's not really strange, Thomas. So will we make a birthday cake next week for Purdy? Shall Mummy make a cake on Tuesday for Purdy's birthday?
Yes.
A candle. Candle, yes. We need 17 candles.
A blue candle.
Blue candle. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll have a look later on in the drawer to check that we've got enough candles. We only needed two for you this year, didn't we? Mummy and Daddy don't have many candles on theirs.
A grand candle on Daddy's birthday.
Yes, I think we just had one candle on Daddy's birthday cake and one on Mummy's. If we had to put as many candles on the cakes as our ages, I think we'd need Fan and Sam. Don't you? Cornflakes taste nice.
No.
What do you think you'll be doing today, Thomas?
Pretty dumb.
Well, Pretty's still upstairs. She's having a bit of a lie-in, I think.
Wee wee.
She's having a wee wee?
Yeah.
I think she have a quick look at the book magazine. Oh, there's lots of Christmas ones in. Because we'd already ordered some Christmas books. Mucky Pup's Christmas, that's one we've ordered. And The Little Christmas Bear. Lots of lovely children's books.
There's a Bob.
Mummy's just having a quick look through this magazine to see if there's anything that you would enjoy reading. And we ordered you a Bob the Builder annual, didn't we, from here? And we'll have to see if there's anything that Daddy would like as well.
Oh, yeah. Pippin on.
Yes, Pippin's on.
What's that? What funny noise?
What's a funny noise? What can you hear, Thomas? Telling me to shush.
Betty's out washing.
Betty's out washing?
No, what's that?
Oh, can you see Antonella and Pippin on the television?
Yeah.
I think that's the episode about the jumper, isn't it? We're putting it on tape. So you can watch
and
it later.
And Dad's dead. What got that?
You can see the children going down the slide, can you? Those cold legs are nice, aren't they? Do you like some juice?
No thanks. Minute.
In a minute you'd like some. Very busy eating our cornflakes, aren't we? Are you hiding behind Postman Pat's hand?
Yeah.
What are you peeping at?
I didn't know Mabel. Peeping at the Mabel.
You're peeping at Auntie Mabel?
Yes. Run away!
You're running away?
Funny.
You are funny.
Some more letters.
Yes. It's very windy, isn't it, this morning?
Slide fell out.
The slide fell over when it was strong wind last time, didn't it?
Ambulance.
Can you hear a beeper?
A fire engine.
You think it's an ambulance or a fire engine?
Yeah. Don't worry, naughty.
Somebody's been naughty. Well, that'll be a policeman if it's been naughty.
Policeman's cross.
Policeman's cross?
Yeah.
You can't see any fire engines or police cars or ambulances from here, can we?
Hold on. Hold on.
We can hear it, yes.
Too far away,
that's right. Too far away to see it. Would you like some more cornflakes?
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed those?
Yeah.
Good, Mummy's eating all hers as well. So I'll get you some. Everybody eating up?
Yes.
Have we all eaten our cornflakes? Right, so let's get on with them. Here they are. I'm going to make some toast as well. And then you might like a little orange.
Then we toast!
Pardon? Jelly sweet too?
Yeah. You want a blue one?
I don't think it's so taste. What we can do later on is open the advent calendar. And there's a chocolate behind that because it's the 1st of December today, isn't it? We've gone from October and November. October and November into...
Sainsbury's.
Into Sainsbury's. Into December.
And all these barlands.
Oh, can you see some sheep on the television?
Sheep?
Are they being chased? No, sheep. Sheep don't say moo. What do sheep say?
Mom.
That's better. What says moo?
Don't say moo.
Cows say moo, not sheep. Are the sheep being rounded up by the sheepdog?
Yeah.
I can hear a buzzing noise. What do you think that is?
A buzzy bee.
A buzzy bee? I think it might have something to do with central heating. We're having it sorted out tomorrow, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's making funny noises. What about the barlam, darling?
And his hair cut.
Oh, the barlam's having his hair cut. Yes, that's called shearing sheep, Tommy.
Sheep. Moo.
No, bar.
Bar.
Well, Sue hasn't gone to work yet. She's late this morning, isn't she?
Yeah.
Mummy's got to go into work. Grandma and Grandad are coming to look after you, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you'll be doing with them?
The peeping and not them.
You'll be doing what?
Peeping.
Peeping?
Yeah, Postman Pat's van.
Peeping at Postman Pat's van? Who will you be peeping with, Grandma and Grandad? Do you think you'll be going up to John Lewis?
Yep. Then shopping is. Then presents is.
Buying what, darling?
Fire engines.
Buying fire engines? Oh. John Lewis.
Yep. Meatball.
And who will you be buying fire engines for?
Thomas.
For Thomas?
Yeah. Just riding them.
Riding them?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. When you go to John Lewis, do you go to the toy department and you have a ride in the fire engines and on the trucks?
Yes. Look,
Mummy, what are you pointing at?
Round and round.
Oh, round and round. You're watching the wheel going round, aren't you?
ground. Bang, bang. Stop.
Do you know what it is, Thomas? It's a spinning wheel. You saw the sheep having its hair cut. You saw all the wool, the fleece coming off the wool when they sheared the sheep. Well, somebody now is taking all that wool and they're combing it.
What's that?
I'd imagine that's the factory where they make wool. You know how we brush Purdy with that special brush and you see all the fur coming off her? Well, they comb the wool like that. And then that special wheel is called a spinning wheel, and the lady weaves the wool, spins the wool, and it ends up like the wool on the balls of wool that you can see on the television now. And they dye it different colours. The man's holding some pink wool now, isn't he? But I think Auntie Mabel's in the middle of knitting a blue jumper for her sister Edith, because we've seen this before. And she's run out of wool and she's gone to the shop, and the shop said they haven't got any in. They suggest she goes straight to the factory. So look, can you see she's going around with a little piece of blue wool that matches the jumper, and she's trying to match it up with some new balls of wool. Do you think she'll find it?
Yeah.
I bet Pippin does if she doesn't.
No, hiding, Pippin.
Is Pippin hiding? Oh, there's a tink in that Pippin, isn't he?
Blue party.
Don't say that. He's a tinker.
Tinker.
Tinker. We can't have jam on toast.
Cheese.
As we oh, do you like cheese?
Pippin hiding.
You haven't got any jam. Pippin hiding.
Hiding.
Where's Pippin hiding? Is he running around the factory? The wool factory? Mm-hmm. Do you like some cheese on this toast, Thomas, or some Marmite?
No.
Moo. Moo. It's not moo, it's bar. You can see a sheep.
Moo.
What's a baby sheep called?
Moo.
They're called lambs.
Moo.
You enjoyed those cornflakes, didn't you? Sheep and a white sheep.
Moo, moo.
Moo, bah. Bah. And what does Pippin say? What noise does Pippin make?
Mm.
Woof.
Woof.
And what noise does Purdy make?
Meow.
And here another sign, Thomas. Mew?
Five.
Oh, you've got half a slice of toast with cheese on and half a slice with Marmite.
Fireman.
You think it's a fireman now?
Yeah. Driving fire engine.
He's driving a fire engine?
Mm.
What do you think he's going to do? Put out a fire?
Boilers.
And where do you think the fire is?
Hiding.
Where do you think the fire is, Thomas?
Hose pipe.
Hose pipe? He's using his hose pipe, is he, to put out the fire?
Yeah.
Sprinkling on lots of water. Some water at the moment, and I'm just doing a little bit of washing up. Do you help Grandma wash up?
Yes.
She let you stand on the stool and help her at the kitchen sink.
Mm. can the fire engine ladders.
You heard the fire engine and ladders?
Yeah.
Toast nice, Thomas. Is the toast nice?
No.
No?
Farty. Stop it. It's story time.
Oh, is it story time now? We had story time yesterday at playgroup, didn't we? What happened?
What did not see?
Is that what Isabel said?
No. Yep.
It is, isn't it? She couldn't see, could she? And then what happened? She screamed, didn't she?
Sonia fell down.
Sonia fell down?
Yeah.
No, she didn't. Sonia took her out, didn't she? It was story time at playgroup. And Sonia was reading a story. And Isabel wasn't very happy because Isabel couldn't see the book. And Isabel kept saying she couldn't see it. And Mummy kept moving the book, hoping that she could see, but she couldn't. And she got terribly upset, didn't she? And in the end, Mummy had to take her out. And she had to stop reading the story and pass the storybook to somebody else. But I think this has happened before, and it was Isabel's book, Thomas. It was Isabel's special book. And I don't think Isabel liked sharing it with other people, did she?
No. Yeah.
I think she just felt that her mummy should just read it to her.
What's that, a butterfly? A teddy bear.
A teddy bear, a butterfly and a teddy bear. Oh, do you know what they're doing on the television now? They're making jelly. They're making jelly using jelly moulds. Can you see how it's wobbling? It's wobbling on the plate, isn't it? Jelly does that. Oh, this story time. This is a story time that we've seen before, Thomas, because the book's called Don't Stick Your Finger in the Jelly, Nelly. I think that's why they're showing jelly.
Oh my God.
There's a little story, a little rhyme about jelly. Jelly wobbling. It says, jelly on the plate, jelly on the plate. Wibble wobble, wibble wobble, jelly on the plate. You're not really eating the toast.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like some orange instead, some satsuma?
No.
Oopsie daisy. The fridge is too full, it won't close. That's better. Does Thomas like eating jelly? Yes. Red jelly. Oh, Thomas, I don't know what I'm doing this morning.
No, okay.
Just put the marmalade back in the fridge and I haven't even used it. I've put butter on the toast and put the marmalade away without spreading some on the bread. Daddy's gone to work early this morning, hasn't he? So will you be riding in Grandad's car? Where do you think you'll be going?
To the airport.
To the airport?
Yeah.
To watch some aeroplanes?
Yeah.
You like doing that, don't you?
Yeah.
You're chewing apple and I'm eating toast.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not a toast.
You don't want your toast. Okay.
It's a wobble, it's a wobble. What happened?
What's happened? Well, I think they're still reading the book about don't stick your finger in the jelly, Nanny. And I think it's a storybook where you have to keep putting your finger through the page to feel something. I can't really remember the book, Thomas. It's a long time since I read it. Are you happy with the orange going straight in the little pot that the apples come out of?
Yes.
Yes, would you like another apple?
No, thank you.
Thomas, what do you say?
No. No thanks.
No thanks, that's better. When Mummy spoke to her friend's little boy on the telephone yesterday, who's called Joseph, I asked him how he was and he said, I'm doing fine, thank you. That's a good thing to say, isn't it, when somebody asks you how you are? And do you know what he was playing with? He said, I'm playing with Thomas the Tank Engine, and he said, I've got some
other sausages.
Oh, sausages. Oh, that must be the song about the sausages sizzling in the pan. We can do that one, can't we? Three little sausages sizzling in the pan. All of a sudden, one went
bang.
Bang. And we know another one. Same song, but three little sausages sizzling in a pan. One went pop and one went bang.
Bang.
That left two little sausages sizzling in the pan. One went
bang.
Pop and one went
bang.
Oh, that doesn't leave. That's Mummy's maths isn't very good. No, so three sausages and one went pop and one went bang. That would only leave one sausage, wouldn't it? You're eating this quicker than I can peel it. There you are. It's all gone now.
More. One more left.
One more left? You'd like another piece, would you?
Yeah.
One more segment?
Yeah. More, please. Oh. Down. Sausage is down. Sausage is down.
Sausage is gone. Have they finished doing the sausages? Oh, I see. Have they eaten them?
Eaten.
I don't even think it's little sausages in the pan. I think it's five big sausages sizzling in the pan. Or five fat sausages sizzling in the pan.
Bang and pop!
Bang and pop, yes.
Hold that one.
You want to hold that one?
Yep.
Don't eat it too quickly now, Thomas. Chew it properly, please. Beautiful and juicy, these, aren't they? Nice and sweet. Sweet and juicy. They'll be lovely now till after Christmas, and then after Christmas they start getting a little bit dry. Quite so sweet. But then it's getting
bananas.
Bananas in pyjamas, is that the other one we're doing there? But once these have gone out of season, we start getting things like strawberries and
sausages.
And sausages and raspberries and cherries, don't we?
Sausages.
Nice summer fruits.
Yeah.
And we've always got apples and we've always got bananas. And we seem to always have grapes quite cheaply.
It's
like,
funny. Bananas in pyjamas.
Bananas in pyjamas. Is that a song or a book, Thomas? Bananas in pyjamas.
Right. A lady called Junior.
A lady called Junior?
Yeah.
Yes, Junior is the presenter, isn't she, on Story Time? Daisy, I'm sorry.
Daddy, that's too dirty.
It's not dirty, Thomas. It's the last piece of sat scenery because you've squeezed it. And it's gone squashy. The juice has come out. It's not dirty.
Juice come out.
juice squirted out, didn't it?
So you didn't eat your toast, but you're having a fig roll now. You like those fig rolls, don't you? They're quite good for you.
Dear, something's happened. Something's happened at Fire Emblem. Pieces come off the Fire Emblem.
Pieces have come off the Fire Emblem? Well, you've bitten a little corner from the roll, haven't you?
Oh dear, what a mess.
No, eat it properly, please, Thomas.
Step, 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 step. Step, 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 step.
No, eat it properly, please.
No!
Thomas. Oh.
Funny noise.
There is a funny noise.
Where's that come from?
Is it mine?
Digger.
A digger? Do you think it's the sound of a digger?
Burp, burp.
It's going beep, beep, beep. I think it, I don't think beep, it sounds beep. Like a train, although we can usually hear the trains from here.
No.
But I can't think what else would be blowing its horn. It sounds like a ship. It sounds like a ship's horn, but I don't think it could be a ship's horn round here. Unless they put a ship on the pond. Mmm. That's the nurse reversing her car. We don't know her name, do we? George's mummy. Mmm, I'm enjoying this toast, Thomas. Have you had enough to eat now?
No.
No? I never gave you that drink of juice, did I? Here we are. There you are, darling.
I'm a crocodile.
A crocodile?
Wash your lips. Wash your lips.
You want to wash your lips? You mean licking your lips? No, that's not nice. Are you licking your lips? Something happened, you know? Well, I think it's you biting the biscuit on the fig roll and you can see the inside. Nothing's happened. Is your juice nice?
A big elephant.
Big elephant?
Yeah.
You see a big elephant?
A green elephant.
A big green elephant? Wow.
Moo.
Moo? What sounds do you think an elephant makes?
Moo.
A moo sound?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's quite a moo. It's a funny noise. I can't remember.
Nana's in pyjamas.
Nana's in pyjamas again.
Bye-bye. Nana's in pyjamas.
Is that the end of story time?
Goodbye.
Bye. See you again soon. I think we better go now as well, Thomas, because Mummy's got to go and get ready to go out. We can talk some more later, can't we?
Everybody talk.
Everybody talk, yes. We'll say goodbye for now.
still posting letters?
Yes. Postman hat. Very big letters.
Very big letters. Shall we have a look at the advent calendar?
A minute.
A minute.
Post your baby letter. Very big letter.
Very big letter. Look, it's your Thomas the Tank Engine. Calendar. This is the one we need to open today. Number one. Look, it's part of Percy, isn't it? You open it carefully. That's right. Pull it back. Oh! What's that?
A birdie.
What is it?
A birdie.
A birdie?
No.
Or a purdy? Ah, do you know what it is? It's a chocolate, but can you see what the picture is? That's a reindeer.
Reindeer.
A reindeer. Reindeers pull Father Christmas's sledge or sleigh.
Eat it.
You can eat it, darling, certainly, yes. Just one a day, one chocolate a day, that's beautiful. And Mummy doesn't know the names of the reindeers, Daddy does, I can't remember, but there's definitely one called Rudolph, and this is Rudolph because he's got a red nose.
A nose.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. What else can you see on the calendar?
Richard's bowler.
The fat controller.
Richard numbers Henry, Percy and Gordon and Thomas.
A lot of numbers. Henry, Percy, Gordon and Thomas. That's right, it's a Thomas the Tank Engine. You've got Henry, Percy,
Edward.
Thomas, Edward.
And James.
Where's James?
Here.
And where's Bertie the bus?
Number 41.
Number 41, that's number 4, Bertie. It says Bertie's number 4, but directly underneath it's 14, so I can see where you get 41 from. And where's Harold the helicopter?
Here.
Where's Harold?
Here.
That's right. Now you've got bits of holly and there's flags. And snow, look, there's even snow. Right, be careful with the flap because we want to be able to see the picture later, don't we?
James 1, please.
We can't have James. James is day 16. You've got to wait another 15 days before you can have a chocolate.
Oh, Gordon, have a Gordon.
No, you can't have Gordon, you can't have anything now. You've had one, it's one a day.
one
a day in December. And that was number one today. Number two tomorrow and number three on Friday. And then look, when we finally finish with the advent calendar, let's quickly turn it over. Some pictures to colour in.
A green one.
Yeah, green engines. And blue engines. Right, Mummy's got to go now a second. We'll look at this again. Shall we put it up there and we can see it?
No. Stop it.